CQ, 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 calling all radio amateurs and shortwave listeners. This is GB2RS, the news broadcasting service of the Radio Society of Great Britain. It's read to you as usual by G4NJH. You can find the script of the broadcast on the RSGB's own website and at gb2rs.podbean.com. Good morning, it's Sunday the 23rd of September 2018. Here are the main news headlines. This is GB2RS News. Railways on the air this weekend, planning permission guide update for RSGB members, RSGB Operating Advisory Service pages online. This weekend is Railways on the Air, and many clubs will be operating special event stations from railway-related sites around the country. It celebrates the anniversary of the first steam-powered passenger railway that took place on the 27th of September 1825. The first passenger train ran on a line in the northeast of England from Darlington to Stockton. Bishop Auckland ARC coordinates this event. You can find a list of participating call signs at https://rota.barac.org.uk. The RSGB's Planning Advisory Committee will be launching its latest planning guide for members at the National Hamfest on Friday the 28th of September. Now in its ninth edition and edited by PAC Chairman John Mattox, G4TEQ, this popular guide draws on John's many years as a professional planning inspector and the work of the RSGB Planning Advisory Committee. The guide has been updated to reflect recent changes in the planning system and includes advice on making planning applications, enforcement notices, and also appeals for amateur radio aerials and masts. A limited number of printed copies and also appeals for amateur radio aerials and masts. A limited number of printed copies of the new RSGB planning guide will be available from the RSGB planning booth at the National Hamfest. It'll be available as a downloadable PDF for RSGB members from the 28th of September on the RSGB website at www.rsgb.rg/PAC. The Operating Advisory Service, OAS, is an RSGB volunteer-run service that provides guidance to licensed radio amateurs in the UK and Crown Dependencies of Jersey, Guernsey and the Isle of Man. It helps promote good practice and advises on how to manage problematic behaviour and poor operating practice on the amateur bands. The initial OAS pages are now on the RSGB website at www.rsgb.org/OAS. Reg Woolley, G8VHI, is looking for an additional newsreader to help when he's unavailable due to work shift pattern problems. His newsreading covers the Midlands area and he uses both 2 metres and 70 sems. If you're interested, please drop an email to gb2rs@rsgb.org.uk. The National Hamfest takes place in Newark on the 28th and 29th of September at the George Stevenson Pavilion, Newark and Nottingham Showground, Lincoln Road, Winthorpe, Newark. NG24 2NY. On Saturday the 29th, the National Club of the Year Trophies 2017 will be presented, with thanks to Waters and Stanson for their sponsorship of the competition. Details and tickets www.nationalhamfest.org.uk. The RSGB board has decided to make changes to the way in which nominated board directors are appointed. The RSGB board is made up of 8 directors, one is the elected president and 4 are directly nominated and elected by membership ballot. Further 3 directors are nominated by the RSGB Nominations Committee for endorsement by the membership at the AGM. The role of the committee is to identify areas where the knowledge and skills of the board members may need further support and to find suitable candidates. Primarily, they're looking for business skills and not those directly associated with amateur radio. Full details on page 10 of October Radcom. If you feel you have the skills that could benefit the RSGB board, please get in touch by email to companies.secretary@rsgb.org.uk. The RSGB convention takes place from the 12th to the 14th of October at Kent's Hill Park Training and Conference Centre, Milton Keynes. Our thanks to the principal sponsors, Martin Lynch and Son. You can see the whole convention lecture at www.rsgb.org/convention. I think that's the end of that one. Visitors will be pleased to know that Jim Bake and G3YLA will be speaking with a lecture entitled Sporadic E Revisited. Is it any clearer? Sporadiki is a complex propagation mode, so Jim will start with a review of where we are with current understanding of sporadiki, ideal for the many newcomers to amateur radio. VHF Balance, Facts and Fancy by Ian White, GM3SEK, shows how our ideas about HF balance have changed dramatically in recent years. Now Ian extends those ideas into the VHF-UHF spectrum, taking a critical look at some long-established methods for feeding Yagi antennas and identifying a new list of do's and don'ts for modern conditions. Keith Haynes, G3WRO, has recently decided for personal reasons to step down as an RSGB board director. Keith was co-opted to the board following his proposal by the nominations committee and took on the liaison responsibilities for the RSGB awards and regional team. We wish Keith well for the future and thank him for his contribution to the RSGB and the many roles he's undertaken. Those attending the RSGB convention gala dinner on Saturday the 13th can reserve tables for groups. Please email radcom@rsgb.org.uk with names and call signs, if appropriate, of those wishing to share a table, and the organisers will take care of the details. Now for details of rallies and events in the coming week, the 28th and 29th of September, National Hamfest is at the Newark and Nottinghamshire Showground, Lincoln Road, Winthorpe in Newark. Nottingham NG242NY, the venue has free car parking and has disabled facilities. There'll be trade stands, a bring and buy car boot sale, flea market, special interest groups and a huge RSGB bookstall. There'll also be representatives from the RSGB services and committees. Morse proficiency tests will be taken, the venue has catering outlets and a seating area. Details is www.nationalhamfest.org.uk. On Sunday the 30th of September, the Pencoed ARC tabletop sale takes place at Pencoed Rugby Football Club, the Verlands, Flenindra Robe, Pencoed CF355PB. Tables are £10 each, first come, first served. Doors open 8 a.m. for sellers to 9:30 for buyers. Admission is £2. Hot and cold drinks available, hot food available in the morning and at lunchtime. More from Madeline Roberts, 07738 375 775. Also on the 30th, the Belgian Amateur Radio and Computer Rally takes place at Lougs Pro in La Louvière. There's a direct access from the motorway. It is 50 kilometres south of Brussels. Open from 9 a.m. There's talking on local FM repeaters. On 145.6 MHz, there's a 4,000 square metre exhibition space, trade stands from the UK, Holland, Germany and France, and a flea market. Details www.on6ll.be. To get your event into Radcom and GB2RS, please send details as early as possible to radcom@rsgb.org.uk. Now for DX News from 425 DX News and other sources, Chris VE6CMV will be active in the CQ Worldwide RITI contest on the 28th and 29th of September as VO2VC, which CQ Zone 2 Labrador. He will be operating in the low power single op on 20 metres only, using a delta loop antenna and 100 watts. Outside of the contest, he'll be active from the 27th of September to the 4th of October, 80 to 6 metres, SSB RITI and FT8, QSL home call, VE6CMV as per QRZ.com. Victor WB0TV and Scott K5PS will be active as V31VP and V31CQ respectively from Blackman Eddy in central Belize from the 27th of September to the 2nd of October. They'll be operating SSB and RITI and will be participating in the CQ Worldwide DX RITI contest. QSL V31VP via Club Logs OQRS or via WB0TV direct or via the Bureau. QSL V31CQ via Logbook of the World Club Logs OQRS or via K5PS direct or via the Bureau. Stu K4MIO will be active as KG4SS from Guantanamo Bay from the 25th of September to the 9th of October. He'll be operating RITI, including the CQ Worldwide DX RITI contest, FT8 in Fox and Hound mode and CW, QSL via Logbook of the World or direct K4MIL. The NBDX team will be active as HB0 / ON4ANN from Liechtenstein from the 24th to the 28th of September, QSLs, M0URXs, or OQRS. Now for the special event news celebrating 100 years of the RAF, GB100 RAF will be operating from the Air Defence Radar Museum at RAF Neatis Head in Norfolk today the 23rd. QSL cards require an SAE only to RAFARs, RAF Cosford, WV73EX. North Bristol ARC has been invited by Avon Valley Railway to set up two stations on the 23rd, one station from within an operational train. The main HF station will be using GB0AVR on the 20, 40 and 80 metre bands. A portable station will operate from the train using QRP on 20 and 17 megs, as well as GB3BS and GB7BS. Very happy to publicise your events on GB2RS, Radcom and the website. Please send details to radcom@rsgb.org.uk as early as possible. One condition for getting a special event call sign is the station must be open to the public, so our free publicity can help make your efforts more widely known. Now for contest news. Over the this weekend, the UK and EI Contest Club Contest DX ends its 24-hour run at 1200 UTC today the 23rd, using SSB 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange of signal report, serial number and district code. Today the 23rd, the Practical Wireless 70 megs contest runs from 1200 to 1600 UTC, using all modes, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Tuesday, the SHF UJK activity contest runs from 1830 to 2230 UTC, using all modes 2.3 to 10 gigs bands, the exchange of signal report, serial number and locator. On Wednesday, the UK and EI contest club runs from 2000 to 2100 UTC, CW only, exchanges your 4-character locator square. On Thursday, the 80-metre autumn series contest runs from 1900 to 2130, using data only, the exchange of signal report and serial number. Next weekend, from 0000 UTC on the 29th to 2359 UTC on the 30th, the CQWWDX RITI contest takes place, 3.5 to 28 megs bands. The exchange is RST and zone, which for the UK is 14. On the 30th, the UK Microwaves Group contest runs from 0600 to 1800 UTC on the 5.7 and 10 gigs bands. The exchange is signal report, serial number and locator. Now for the radio propagation report compiled by G0KYA, G3YLA and G4BAO. First, the sunspot reported a few weeks ago as possibly being from the new sunspot cycle 25 was in fact from cycle 24, although it had a reverse magnetic polarity signature than other cycle 24 spots. Scientists now say it is low solar latitude means that it's not from the new cycle. Scientists are also now predicting that sunspot minimum may be in September 2019, so we can expect poor conditions to last for another year. Over this last week, the solar flux index was pegged pretty much at 68. Geomagnetic conditions were mainly settled in the latter half of the week, with the K index zero at times. Next week, NOAA predicts the solar flux index will remain in the range 68 to 69. Geomagnetic conditions are forecast to be poor on Sunday the 23rd and Monday the 24th because of a small coronal hole that will contribute to the high-speed solar wind. Expect K index to reach at least 4, with conditions improving as the week goes on. Now that we're moving into the autumnal propagation season, we can expect to see modest rises in maximum usable frequencies, perhaps passing 18 and even 21 megs at times. Now for VHF and up, this week looks to be in the grip of unsettled weather with more strong winds possible. One model puts a deep low over southern England today with the potential for very strong winds in the south. Another model doesn't develop this strong feature, so check the forecasts regularly and make sure your antennas are secure. There's better news for the coming week as high pressure is expected to return to bring more settled conditions, giving a chance for tropo to develop. The overnight and early morning autumn mists are a good weather clue for tropo conditions, since they indicate cool, moist air near the surface, overlaid by warmer, drier air above. It's this contrast of moisture, which is the major contribution to changes in the refractive index of the air, and hence ducting or tropo. The moon is past apogee now and declination goes positive on Tuesday, meaning increasingly longer moon windows and decreasing EME path losses as the week progresses. There's a light meteor shower peaking next Saturday, the daytime sextantids is not well known to visual observers as its radiant lies close to the sun, meaning trails are only visible during the last couple of hours before dawn. Meteor rates are very low, so nothing to get excited about from a meteor scatter point of view. And that's it from the propagation team this week. That's it from me also. Until next week.